Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the 30th day of June, or we could do Detroit City by Kiss on Star 94. I do that every once in a while. Anyway, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to you folks in North Druid Hills area.
Okay.
Over there having to deal with that construction. They're building the roads and off-ramps and making everything.
So you can get
a nice entry to get into the
hospital.
Yeah, to get into the hospital there.
Hospital,
the Arthur Blank. Is it the Children's Hospital?
Children's Hospital.
Yeah. I just thought it was the Arthur Blank, you know.
It's right down
facility.
You can read it. The name's right.
I don't like the way that's spelled.
Yeah, I know. Well, we like the way it's spelled.
Yeah, up and down.
Because if you're driving down the road, you're going to turn your head sideways.
You don't want to do that. Y'all need to put that up horizontally so there's no accidents. But there's a study on that. You got to quit doing it. Anyway,
it gets your attention.
It does get your attention. Sam and I on this Sunday morning, we've had some fun here back and forth, and I threw out two little nuggets here that earlier in the show I want to mention and get past it because we got a busy 8 o'clock hour. Megan L. Hall from USA Today.
Yep,
she's been up there for the win. We'll be joining us talking WNBA.
Looking forward to that.
Atlanta
Dream. I want to see what she thinks about these ticket prices for Tuesday night down in College Park. Although she don't have to buy a ticket.
I was going to say, she got to worry about that or a parking pass.
You know what I mean? So I'm curious what she had to say about that.
Got a casting call coming up with a fresh one with job opportunities. Money is flying through the air. That is going to be later on this hour. This has been like a spirited morning, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, would be.
And I think it's all because Atlanta United got the win last night.
Yeah.
And we got to hear Mike. Do we have that ready? Is that like ready, even though we're not going to talk Atlanta United, just to hear? If y'all didn't hear this, it's been a minute since we've had Mike Conti, you know, just – sounding like he's about to lose his voice.
Yeah.
And it's not the old way. We ain't got no more.
No more boom yakumakis.
None of that, but he's got a different one.
Yeah.
So this is from last night.
TRA couldn't get to it. The defender, who was draped all over him, got a touch.
Here's a steal off TRA. He will turn to jump score. He scores! I don't believe it! The goalkeeper put the ball down!
That's the part.
It's just the way, if you watch, you got to go back and see how it all set up. You know, the play that they were describing, TRA goes back to the goal and he picks up a water bottle to get a sip of water while the rest of the players are going downfield. Yeah. And,
one of the Bugs Bunny moves.
He puts the water bottle down and he slowly walks up behind
him.
And like everybody's backs turn. But there's one player in the Toronto team that turns around and he says, ooh.
I bet he didn't say that.
He didn't. He said a different word. But he saw what was about to happen. Yeah. But he got over there too late. And the poor goalkeeper, man, I mean, he looked like he's ready to walk off 17th Street Bridge.
Mm.
But I mean, that was amazing. Just amazing. And like you said, maybe it's grand theft. But you know what? You had to get those 3 points. You wanted to get that win. And so...
And these guys are going to have a nice leisurely flight up to New England. They take on New England on Wednesday night. If you can't get in front of a TV, pre-kick at 6:30, kick at 7:30. And then hopefully another chip in the W column and an even nicer flight cross-country to Salt Lake City.
And
that game on next Saturday at pre-kick at 8:30, kick at 9:30. So
nice to pick up a couple of wins on the road.
Yeah, and we're not going to tell those guys to get a win for us anymore because we don't do that, and they seem to get the win. And by the way, Jason was on that call too.
Yeah.
So make sure that, you know.
Absolutely.
Because Jason's rarely heard on this station. So we want to make sure that we get Jason on
Jason's
the air.
All over the place, man. Stock cars are in Nashville. Before we get into it, we've got some Falcon talk. Stock cars are in Nashville. Denny Hamlin is on the pole for the race at the Nashville Super Speedway, the Ally 400, today. And interesting story of the guy next to him. Josh Berry is outside of row one.
Josh Berry.
Who's going to need a ride at the end of this year because he's with Stuart Haas Racing. Tony's doing that team.
That's right.
Team is going away. And so he's going to need to get a place. And he seems to be confident he's going to do that. But he is from Hendersonville, I think it is, Tennessee.
I've been there before.
Hendersonville High School, where one of his classmates was Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yep.
You know, a lot of that going on these days.
Yeah, but they went to the high school. I mean, she went to high school, and then she went to, like, a private school when she started. Mm-hmm. But she went to high school there. So, yeah.
Did you see that picture from last week with Kachuk and Jason Tatum, who grew up together?
Okay.
Matthew Kachuk and Jason Tatum went to the same school. And in the same week, these dudes win championships. But they showed a picture when they were, like, squirts.
Yeah,
sitting there on the bus, the school bus
together. Yeah, man,
that was a good one. Before you get into this, are we getting into this Falcons thing on this day? Happy 58th birthday,
58,
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that fight ain't gonna happen.
Well, it was supposed to happen last night.
It won't happen.
Okay.
And you think you're missing something?
Yeah, I'm missing something. I'm missing a TV show.
I'm not missing
nothing. You're not missing nothing in boxing, but I'm missing a TV show. That's what we want to see. They're not doing that to ascend to a championship.
I don't need to see
that. Well, I know you don't like that sort of stuff, but there's those of us who do.
If he gets in the ring. That's the problem with us, and that's all I'm going to say with that.
Okay, here's the problem. Did you feel that way when George Foreman decided to get back in there?
Yeah, well, George Foreman wasn't this age.
He wasn't this age, but he was old. He was old by boxing standards. We all know that. That's what made it amazing.
George still had his punch. He couldn't move, but you couldn't hurt him. You had to hit him with a bazooka. But George, you know, George still had his punch, man.
What?
He had not lost his punch. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
We came back with Kiss.
Yeah.
We came back in Detroit, Rock City. There you go. Appreciate it. Did you know there was a Marvel comic about the band? Marvel, who's putting out Spider-Man, all that
I'm
stuff.
I'm totally not surprised by that. But you know who could tell you all about it?
Here we go.
My man, Dave Cohen, voice of the Georgia State Panthers. You bring up Kiss, man.
I bet he's got some of these.
He probably does.
I promise you he does. The late 70s, the folks, Marvel, what's his name? And the guy who ran Marvel Comics, published a Kiss comic on this day.
I can totally believe that. Yeah. Dave could tell you the backstory.
I bet he's got some.
I bet he could. Folks, Falcons getting set. You know, training camp is still several weeks away, but some of our players were very active, especially this weekend. And A.J. Terrell is one. We just over at Morehouse with them for the HBC Youth Camp. And they had a field day on Friday. And then while we were there, we're talking about the camp and him being out there on the field and having fun with the kids. We talked a little football, too. And I asked him about about the quarterbacks and what his observation is of them. Of course, he's been facing both Kirk Cousins, you know, and Michael Penix Jr., and he shared these thoughts with me.
I guard receivers. So I ain't even going to lie. Like, sometimes I don't even know who at quarterback or you know, who threw the ball until after the play. So, you know, they both good quarterbacks. And ultimately, it's not my decision. But, you know, I definitely like both of their games. They, you know, been doing a lot of good things for the team. And I'm confident. I guard receivers. So I ain't even going to lie. Like,
you're not going to lie.
That's the thing. As his focus should be.
Right.
But he's very complimentary of both and what they're bringing to the table. And, you know, that will get going to step up a level when we go back and camp starts the competition. The thing of it is, how much will we see Kirk Cousins playing in games during the preseason? And I don't think we're going to see him very much.
I just would hate to have that happen, that be the scenario, and then go out there and pop something or pull something because he didn't get any work in the preseason. I mean, you're going to get a little bit from him, at least that last, second game, let's just say.
Yeah.
Okay, the second game, you bring him in. How long he stays in there, I don't know. And I don't know that there's a blueprint to say this is the way we do it now. When they went from four games to three games, everybody had to pivot and do something different. And they were in. It's like this year going into baseball. Everybody talk about, well, what, you know, the limited spring training is what's causing all these injuries. Spencer Strider and Scherzer and the rest of them. I really don't know, man. And how much do you want to see Michael Penix? I want to see a lot of him.
You're going to see a lot of him.
I mean,
you're going to see a lot of him.
Tyler Henneke, game.
You're going to see a lot of him to the point that, you know, the fans are going to say, okay.
When Cousin messes up, they're going to do the same thing in Pittsburgh.
That's what you're looking at. But, yeah, but I think he's going to do that. Meanwhile, you know, AJ did talk a little bit about being prepared and, you know, if he's ready to go, if he's just relaxing during this time. He talked with us about that.
Watch a film. Working on my game, a lot of training, a lot of things going, a lot of treatment, getting the body right, because it is a long season, and you know we tend on going all the way. So I'm definitely getting my mental right, getting everything situated, and you know I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, is there really any downtime anymore? You know, especially.
Well, it depends on the athlete and how focused they are.
Coming out from OTAs, you know, you got a break right now. You know, some guys are taking a little vacation or heading to the beach or just get away or just spending more time with family, because once you get started, that's it through the end of the year.
I guess my other question is, and I was going to ask you this, Falcons are going to have three preseason games, two of them on the road, first two. Make a difference as far as who you use? Do you do that? And both of those games versus where they're going to have their home games. In fact, all three preseason games are on natural turf.
Okay.
Which I guess is a good thing. You don't have to worry about somebody popping something that little monster coming up there. But still, how much do you use? Is there a train of thought that says, okay, these guys are going to be at home. They're not going to hear the home crowd doing that. And those first two games, you can work on what you really need to work on and not worry about trying to show something to the home fans. And then you get that last game, we'll be at home, Jacksonville. You know, you keep everybody out. We're not going to see Trevor Lawrence. We're not going to see, we're not going to see our starters for the most part. Or is the thinking a little bit different now?
Yeah.
You see maybe the first half, the first quarter, and then pull them.
And that's the thing. You want to get everybody to opening day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line, is to get everybody healthy to opening day. And, you know, you still got that. You still want to have some type of semblance so it doesn't seem like your first two games are extended camp. You know what I mean? You guys are going out and they haven't got the chemistry together. They're not what they would normally be coming out of a four-game training.
But coming in, I mean, right off the bat, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and then the champs.
Yeah. You ready, man.
You got to be ready. And then, just to throw a little salt on the wound, then your hated rivals, New Orleans.
Yeah, you do that.
It's going to be interesting, but at least they're here for that first one.
We talked with D. Alford yesterday. We got anything from D. from yesterday talking about being prepared and ready to go? Here we go.
Man, it's been great so far, man. We've been together for the past 9 weeks. I want to say, man, the energy is just so different when you walk into the building from the weight room, from the weight room staff, the coaching staff, the kitchen. It don't matter where, bro. It's just the energy. You can feel it. You know, energy is contagious. And like I said, man, we got a great coaching staff, a great group of guys. You know, we ready, you know, to showcase and show everybody what we're capable of, man. But like I said, just with these new coaches coming in, man, it's a different energy, man. We ready to win.
As D off with yesterday before his camp down in Griffin.
And the takeaway from yesterday's interview, the man's never been to Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
He never been to Buc-ee's. Yep. So I'm sure that's on his list of things to do. We are going to speak with Megan L. Hall next.
Yes, we are.
USA Today.
Yes.
For the Sun. And she's the go-to person when you want to know anything WNBA and our Atlanta Dream, beside Noel, of course. She's going to join us next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
View on the Odyssey app. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg. I'm trying to speak as fast as this music. And everybody's in here moving shoulders. We're all like Barry Sanders in here. Sam and Greg again on this this Sunday morning, 30th.
I bet our guest might be listening. She might be moving too hearing this.
Okay, well, why don't you ask her that as we welcome in Megan L. Hall.
Yes.
To Sam and Greg. Good morning. And Sam had a question he posed, if you didn't hear it.
I did. I heard it, and I was jamming along with you.
There you go. You thank Noel for that one.
Shout out to Noel.
Absolutely. There you go.
Megan, great to have you on with us this morning. Glad you had some time because you are on the move and doing a lot of things, and we see you out at the games. And my goodness, first of all, talk about what this season has been like for you so far, you know, with the platform that you have, and your view of what's going on with the WNBA.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys for, you know, just having me come on and chat a little bit. This season has been phenomenal for me. I started with this group of rookies last season when I got to USA Today. I started covering women's basketball, and I was at the draft this year, so I've gotten the full kind of circle view from the draft to, you know, now seeing them out at games. It's just been a tremendous season for the league. I started covering the WNBA, like, right before it got big. So, you know, right before we got to this huge, like, colossal, you know, meeting of women's basketball and the WNBA in real time. I think my mind's been blown every time I go to a game. Or, you know, if we get to a game at State Farm and there's 17,000 fans, like, that to me is just totally awesome. So it's been fantastic.
Megan L. Hall, USA Today, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. The changes within the sport has got to be mind-blowing, as you just described. But what I wanted to ask you is, as you talk about, what is it like within our building, in media, as you've watched the change and the coverage of the WNBA for you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I will say this. It's been an up and down experience for me in terms of we've seen a lot of growth, and with that growth has come more eyes, more scrutiny on the game. So it's about finding that balance. How do we tell authentic stories within the space and not take away from the product that's on the floor? So I think as a media member, I'm always asking myself, how can I educate my audience, right? Like, what am I teaching them today? So that's been my challenge. And then also, how do I keep it fun? How do I keep my audience engaged? You know what I mean? Like, I tell people all the time, like, they read the same stuff that we do, right? But I want to make sure that when someone's reading content that I write, or anyone from our site, that they go, oh, I really like this, or, oh, wow, I didn't even know that. You know what I mean? Like, we want to make sure that our content is unique, and so we kind of keep that lens of a fan on for a good bit of the work that we do, so that we know, like, you know, if someone's at home screaming about the game, like, we're probably screaming too, and we're going to write that.
That's fantastic, the fantastic approach. And You know, it's what this season allows you to do. Folks are spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Megan L. Hall from USA Today. And she is social. You can find her at It's Megan L. Hall. It's Megan L. Hall altogether to keep up with things that she is doing, things that she's covering as far as this team. Talk about our team here at here in Atlanta. It started out the season. We're like, okay, here we go. We're going to be one of the teams that contends. And then along the way, some things, you know, have happened. Maybe some teams haven't lived up to things in certain ways. Now we got an injury with our all-star player. But you managed to pull together and get a big win at Connecticut Friday night. So thoughts about where this team is right now to you.
Yeah, I know that Dream fans probably have to be scratching their head right now about the way things have gone over the last couple of weeks. I think it's been a rough stretch in terms of you have injuries, right? Like Ryan goes out, Jordan Canada comes back. Now Ariel Powers is out with a calf injury. It's been up and down, but one of the things that I try to stress a lot is patience for this group, right? The team is still very young, right? They're in year 2.5, if you will, in the Tanisha Wright era. So I know that can be frustrating. But I think we can also talk about too, and I've mentioned this as well, is that the team was kind of underachieving there for a bit. Offense was not clicking the way that it should. I think it was 12th, last in the league for several games. But then they had some signature wins in there. So they had that huge win at Vegas, when Vegas came to Atlanta, rather. And then they had this great road win against the Connecticut Sun, who have a top 2 defense in the league. So that's really impressive to me that they were able to drop, over 70 points on that team. And to me, that tells you, okay, there's still some fight. There's still some resolve. I think it's more of two things that Tanisha Wright stresses all the time is, smart, patient shots, but working inside, outside. Atlanta had 36 points against Connecticut in the paint, which is phenomenal. That was almost half their points came from Wright, in that area. And so I think that's the way they have to play, right? They have to play that way going forward. I thought they did really great on the defensive end, too, with Alicia Gray. She kind of led the charge. She just was all over the floor. And I think once they saw that, Leash was getting up and down the floor, everyone else was like, okay, yep, I'm in it too. So I think that's kind of what has to happen right now, right? Like, we talked about it the other day with a team about someone stepping up, right? Tina Charles talked about that veteran leadership and that mental, physical toughness. So that's got to come from someone in the locker room, whether it's Leash, whether it's Tina Charles, whether it's someone like Knox Hillman, who has been, spoken about as being very vocal in the locker room. Somebody has to step up, and the rest of the team has to lead as well and buy into that.
Megan, I saw we made a transaction this week. We waived Krista Dangerfield and brought in Maya Codwell, and I really saw a lot of energy from her off the floor in the game the other night. What will she bring to this team?
Yeah, so first of all, Maya had a great game off the bench. She hopped right in like she had been there, the whole season. But I think one of the things that they were talking about is getting some length, someone who can defend on the perimeter. That's been an issue. If you've watched any of the Dream's games this season, you've noticed that teams are kind of drawing them into the middle and then kicking out to the perimeter, and teams are nailing a lot of these shots. So having a bigger guard, a lengthier guard who can get up and down the floor and defend is something they're going to need. But you saw right there in the game against Connecticut, Maya can score 25 off the bench. And I think that's something that they need, someone who can do it on both ends of the floor. Atlanta is fantastic when their defense transitions into offense, and you need someone off your bench who can do that, especially, if the starters are not going, or, hey, maybe you've hit a slump mid-game. You need someone who can provide that spark, and she certainly did that against Connecticut.
Megan L. Hall from USA Today joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. What is the story or stories that you feel haven't been covered? With all the stuff that has been talked about this year in the WNBA, what do you think, if anything, has fallen through the cracks?
Yeah, I think, honestly, it's just that these athletes are human. I think we get lost. We get caught up in the jerseys and then in the entertainment. And there's not enough authentic human stories going on. Things of, hey, what are you doing, when you need a good cry or a good laugh? Or, just what do you do when you're quiet? What's going through your mind? Those are the questions that I try to typically ask. I try to ask good, fun questions that sometimes have nothing to do with basketball. I think that sometimes is getting truly lost. And I'll give you a perfect example. Caitlin Clark said, I think this was probably maybe a month or so ago now, She said, hey, I talk to you guys more than I talk to my own family. And that she was talking about the media, which tells me, like, that is a worn down human being who has, you know, just poured out so much basketball stuff that people have forgotten to ask, you know, ask this woman about how she's doing. So that's something that I've tried to, you know, that I've tried to take with me. I even did it with Jordan Canada the other day when she made her debut. I just asked her, you know, quite simply and plainly, hey, Jordan, how are you? You know, how have you been? Before we even got to any basketball questions, I think she appreciated that. She kind of smiled and chuckled a bit. And I think that's something, if we just took a breath, if we took a pause and said, how is this person as a human being doing? What would I want someone to ask me? I think that would help so much more. And we'd probably get a lot more original, you know, content and thought process into some of the content that we're creating.
Yep, yep. We definitely talk about that. Spending time with Megan L. Hall, USA Today's For the Win. I know one player on the Dream with Cheyenne Parker Tyus that I spent some time with, and she talked about having a mental health coach this season, something she had, and also, you know, dealing with being a mom. And by the way, shout out to De'Erica Hamby, who grew up here in the area, named to the Olympic team. She's a mother of two. So, yeah, there's some stories there that as people on first look, especially the people who are new checking out the league, will find some of the backstories to be very intriguing, is what I've found.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I say this all the time, that whether you're coming for, you know, the buckets or the person, you got to find where your entry point is, you know, for the WNBA. And I'll give you a perfect example is my best friend had texted me probably a couple weeks ago. And if you're on For the Win site, you'll probably see our weekly WNBA fits. So I kind of find the best outfits throughout the week and you know, kind of just round them up and put them out there. And she is not a WNBA fan, or was not a WNBA fan, but she saw the fits and she was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that, you know, there was so much fashion in the WNBA. And that was her entry point. And so I love that, you know, that now she's watching games and now she is, you know, looking at players that she might like because she found her entry point. So I think that's just, you know, if you're here for the logo threes or you're here for the, like, the ridiculous assists, like whatever it may be, find, like, what makes you happy and go with it.
I got to ask you something here, because, you know, when we knew that we were having Megan L. Hall come on here, we did a little investigating, you know, we did a little homework on you, mm-hmm. and went and looked at some pages that you have out there, and you brought up an interesting question on your LinkedIn page, and I want to bring this to you and have you bring some clarification to it. What makes a WNBA GOAT? We've been watching Diana Taurasi talk about facing Caitlin Clark, and we know some of the other all-time greats that have played in this league. So, to you, what makes a WNBA? And you said you've been asking some of the players about this, too. Fill us in on what you found.
Yeah. Oh, man. First of all, that was an awesome piece to do, to get to talk to so many players. Asia Wilson, Candace Parker, Caitlin, Cameron Brink, Angel Reese. Yeah, we did quite a bit of work there. I think in my mind, I think it's someone who not only is great on the court, but off the court as well. Like, what kind of human being are you, you know, when the lights are not on, so to speak? I think for me, like, my WNBA GOAT was Candace Parker, and I think it probably hit me in the chest when she retired. It's like, oh my goodness, no, what's happening? So I think for me, it was just Candace did things that probably defied what most people thought, you know, a basketball player should be. She was dunking, you know, those sorts of things. She played with a lot of intensity, a lot of passion. But even that off the court, she was giving of her time. Even when we interviewed her, y'all, I'm not going to lie, that was the coolest interview I think I've ever done in my career because she was so laid back, right? She was so personable. And that made my interview a lot easier. I could ask her the questions I needed to. And so I think for me, it's just, again, are you well-rounded both on and off the court? And I think also something that gets lost is a two-way player. You know, we talk about all the time the offense and the threes and the you know, the big buckets and things like that. But, like, if you've got a DPOY on your list, if you've got, you know, all defensive team on your list, you know, those sorts of things, like, those are the types of players I'm looking at. And so I think for me, like, yeah, you've got to have both of those. So I would love to see this new set of rookies that's coming in, like, eventually end up on those lists. Like, I think for me, like, that's got to be in your game.
Yeah. And folks, you've been spending time listening to Megan L. Hall joining us. And she has tickets for you for Tuesday night because those things are going for $300 down in Chicago. But you know, and we got to run. But quickly, though, you know, this league is doing things on the fly. And you can tell some things are catching them by surprise. And I think that's one of the things we're seeing here Tuesday night. you know, you would have moved that to a bigger venue, maybe not the State Farm, but at least the Georgia State. But thoughts about the fact of the challenges of this league, what's happening right now, to make changes and adapt on the fly to opportunities that are flying at them.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a good point, Sam. I think Morgan Traub Parker, she's the president of the Dream, and she said it's a little bit like flying a plane while you're building it. And so they're trying to be adaptive, right? Like, this league is growing quickly and really probably faster than probably most people who have been here thought that it would. So you've got to learn how to adapt quickly. They're reaching out to other leagues to figure out how do they, you know, tackle such growth and things like that. I will not be shocked to see more games in the future end up at a State Farm Arena. It would be fantastic if that was something that the Dream do regularly, that they, you know, hey, that's where they play. Because I think that's where this league is headed. The Dream are quickly outgrowing Gateway. They led the league in sellouts last year at 12, and they're already at 9 this year. So that tells you that, yeah, people are interested, right? Like, they want to come out to these games. And I think, you know, you're going to see a lot more fans from college come over to see their players. We saw it with Asia Wilson and all the South Carolina fans that were at that Las Vegas game. You're probably going to see it Tuesday with, you know, Andrew Reese and LSU and Camilla in South Carolina. And also Leticia and me here as well, and Alicia Gray for South Carolina too. But yeah, I think the league is growing in the right direction. I think all of that said, I want to make sure that we keep the main thing the main thing. It should be about the basketball. It should be about these wonderful players that are on the floor, and that we can write the stories that go along with the growth.
Megan L. Hall from USA Today's For the Win. You are invited back anytime you want to wake up
Absolutely.
Early in the morning. Thank you for today.
You just say the word. I will be back.
All right. Well, we appreciate you getting up and having some fun with us this morning. And thank you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And happy 4th of July to you. And that's all we got.
I'll probably see you Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for sure. I'll see you Tuesday, Sam. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Noel.
There you
Thanks,
go.
Greg. I appreciate you.
All right, now.
There you go. Coming up next, I'll let you know where this money is flying through the air. Plus, got a good Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, and Prince little something-something for you. That is coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game. Is Sam and Greg on this 30th day of June. Really nice resurgence as far as her career, Shania Twain. Got a lot of folks in our audience right now that, you know how it was going on about Vanessa Williams? Okay. Same thing with Shania Twain.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Same thing with Shania Twain. Anyway, Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. I'm going to get to some casting call stuff and let you know about some job opportunities and where money is flying through the air, especially for family members and those of you who think you look like a henchman.
Ooh.
Which is a word you don't hear that much anymore.
No, you really don't.
I heard, these are a couple things that just, you know, we usually start this on a Saturday, you know, this past week and things that you heard and you want to bring in your story of the week, whatever. But there's some show business stuff that happened this past week that just stayed with me and I wanted to share on the show. Some stuff I talked about yesterday, some stuff I talked about earlier today. This is another one, though, that got me thinking. Now, you know who Patton Oswalt is? He's a comedian.
Okay.
He was telling a story about, you know, comedians all get together and they hang out and do different things. And he's a friend of Chris Rock. And early on, Chris Rock was one of those people who influenced him and how he went about his business. And he was talking about live performances. And he said Chris Rock told him this, and this stayed with me. He said a comedian can put out an album, which, by the way, makes me think of Dylan, but can put out an album or do a concert. And then when they go out on tour, they do new material. Because you can't repeat what you did on the HBO special on the tour because everybody's already seen it.
Right.
If you do that, then according to Chris Rock, people will go see you one time. Because they're going to feel like, well, we know what he's going to talk about because we already seen it. He's done no new material. It's just the opposite for musicians. Case in point, if you went and saw Shania Twain, who just put a new album out, and she didn't sing that song,
yeah, you'd be a little upset.
You'd be upset. Musicians have to play their old stuff, which is just the opposite from comics. I never thought about it that way, but Chris Rock was telling Peyton Oswalt that. Comics, put a new stuff out, put it on HBO, you better have new material for the road.
Yeah.
But musicians, you better keep playing your old classics, because that's what they're paying for to hear. That was one thing. And then earlier in the show, we're talking about Prince for a number of various reasons, but one of the things that came up was his song, 1999, which obviously was the album, too. So here you go. Sit back and let this settle for a minute. Prince wrote the song, 1999, and let it out on the album 17 years before 1999. So that would have been 1982. So 17 years before the actual year he put that song out. Prince died 17 years after that song.
Exactly.
Exactly 17 years after that song in 2016. Again, just let that sit for a minute. That was just one of those strange facts.
Yeah.
On this Saturday morning, I'm going to send you to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You're going to see the list, which we post weekly, but I always recommend for you to go down, see the list of the casting directors. Once you get past the jobs in front of the camera, all the other information I have there, you will see a list of the casting directors. Go to their social media pages. See what they're posting at 5 o'clock today, at 2 o'clock tomorrow or Tuesday, anytime throughout the course of the week, because when they get a project, they just start posting. And if they're in the middle of a project and they get the new needs from the producers or locations they're going to be shooting over on this side of town, they will post it. So as opposed to waiting, and I appreciate you guys checking out this site and Get Cast with Greg on X to see the list that I've posted, I think the best way to do it, if you're on the fence, you're trying to get started in this down the summertime, go to their social media pages. I have the list of the extras casting directors, and I will tell you right now, it's kind of slow, Sam. Everything is in transition, coming back from the strike, the possible strike that probably won't happen now because it looks like they've gotten together with the Teamsters and they're going to work things out. At least we keep our fingers crossed.
Right, right.
The last little bits of negotiating are still underway, but for the most part, I think they've cleared a number of the hurdles. But it's kind of slow. It's like 35, 40% slower than it was this time last year, which means they don't need as many extras right now, but it's picking up. So again, go to those social media pages. You can check it out. Tulsa King, we know about that. That's Sylvester Stallone's
right.
TV show.
Mm-hmm.
They have a need for henchmen. It's a word you haven't heard that much. Not mean-looking dudes, henchmen. So they are reaching out to the Asian community for those needs. There's a need, Roselock Casting, looking for... Now, this is a funny thing. A shocked family. So let's say we're going to visit the Crenshaws. The Crenshaws are sitting down having a meal. And somebody jumps through the window, breaks the glass and jumps through the window.
Yeah.
That's what they want filmed, your reaction.
Taken aback.
They want the reaction of a shocked family as okay. somebody jumps through the window.
Okay.
So that's what Roselock had. This is for a project called Weapons. You're going to see that up there. There's a couple stand-ins. Hilton Casting is doing That's Her. That's the name of the project. I actually auditioned for this a couple times.
Okay.
But there's a need for not only background actors, and this means that Hilton Casting is putting together, because they just started this project, their database of new faces, fresh faces. So this is a perfect opportunity for you to send just your basic information in there. And they're looking for men, women, and kids, all ethnicities, all ages. Send them in there. And there's need for stand-ins. Stand-ins get a little bit more money. You get to hang out with the actual stars of the project because you are following them around. Extras Casting Atlanta needs a couple guys to play husbands of characters, main characters of the show, and kids. So there's a need. Last week it was only one company that I had, and they had a couple needs. So it's growing, as you can see. So any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. I'm going to see if I can get Bill Seller or somebody from the voiceover world maybe to join us on Thursday.
Okay.
When we're out there. Patrick Ingram ran by us last year with his kid, right?
Right, remember
Extras
that.
Casting Atlanta. So, again, the industry is picking up. greg.clarkson@odyssey.com if you got any questions about any of this stuff. And, again, just check out the stuff on Get Cast with Greg on X. You almost had me saying Twitter again. X.
It's whatever you call it in the last 15 minutes. You know?
Or 929thegame.com/castingcall. There was something else I was going to mention to you.
What? What is it? What is it?
Oh,
you remember everybody? If you headed out to the ballpark, Braves start at 11:35 this morning.
Oh, also Val.
11:35, Braves and the Pirates.
Val Roberts reached out to us.
Okay.
Because I was trying to reach for the name, the person who is Mr. Marvel, and it's Stan Lee, and I couldn't.
Okay,
I couldn't,
right.
I couldn't remember the name, so I want to thank Val for reaching out. And the other thing is, I mentioned this earlier. I got Noelle over the moon when she heard this, because you know Beverly Hills Cop, the latest one is coming out. So Eddie Murphy was in an interview, and he was talking about, you know, just his career and overall and what's going on and how happy people are to see him coming back as Axel Foley. I don't know if that's true across the board, but it was said to him. The host was being nice. But while he was talking about this movie, he also let it out that he's in the midst of shooting or recording the new Shrek movie. So they're doing another Shrek.
Okay.
Okay, and obviously Eddie was there, Mike Myers, was it Cameron Diaz?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah. So, but while he was talking about the new Shrek, he let this out. And he said, oh, and by the way, there's going to be a standalone donkey movie. Which Noel, I thought, was going to come through the glass. Right? Yeah, come through the grass. So Donkey is going to get his own movie with his family. And I had forgotten, because I think I've seen 1.5 Shrek movies. I saw the first one. I think I saw part of the second one. And I don't know why I didn't finish it. But I kind of remember Donkey getting married to a dragon. No, I mean, if you could
is
come on here.
Happened?
She was, I mean, she's in the middle of it. She'd come on here if she could. But Donkey married a dragon. And they got kids. So Eddie was talking about that. Yeah, Donkey's going to get him his own movie. You're going to meet Donkey and his wife and all his dragon donkey kids. So that's coming out. So
wow.
I wanted to throw that out.
That's something to look forward to.
During casting call. Also. Yeah, that's all the pertinent information I got. The rest is just nonsense stuff here as we end on this day. I was thinking about this on this day, and this explains.
But you know, there's still some time that school's out. People may have kids. You want to at least go on and
absolutely
and submit them. Right?
Absolutely, they go back to school in like 2 weeks, right?
No, it's not quite July 1st. It's like back end of July they go now.
Oh,
geez. I didn't say
who goes to school or camp first, the Falcons or the kids?
Falcons just by a day or two,
That's
right?
Something.
Just go back to school, man. Them air-conditioned babies, that's what they get. They got air-conditioned schools. You going back in there.
If I asked you, if I gave you the money and said,
you
I'm going
to
give
you. Have air-conditioned in your school, you have to wait till after Labor Day. But no, y'all want air-conditioned in your school. And going back in there.
That sounds like a man who grew up with no air-conditioning in his in his classroom.
None.
At least you don't have to shovel snow to get into the school. All right, so I don't want to hear about that. I'm going to give you the choice in any American car. I'm going to pay for it. What are you choosing? Any American car. What are you choosing?
Oh, man.
And I'm telling you this for a reason. Oh, here she goes. Got the headphones on. Whoa. Come on, Noelle.
Has to be a Today car or?
Yeah. A brand.
Oh, I'm getting a Buick. I have a Buick. I'm getting a Buick.
You're getting a Buick?
Every time, a Buick.
Give me what type of Buick?
I want the Regal wagon. I have a Regal. But if I could pick anyone, I would get the Regal wagon.
Okay,
I like what they're doing with the Bronco.
Yeah,
the new one.
That's also on my list. The Bronco.
I like what they're doing with the Bronco.
I ask you that because
the Mach-E is nice too.
Today was the day that the first Chevy Corvette came off the line. It was manufactured on this day, and I don't know two people that have Corvettes, but I know the people who have Corvettes would eat through tree bark rather than get something else.
Yep.
They just love them Corvettes.
Those folks are very loyal.
Yeah, and I don't know too many other cars that have groups.
Mustangs.
Okay, I can see that.
That's big time Mustangs.
But them Corvette groups, man. So, and God bless y'all today. And this
around here, them Chargers and Challengers.
That's another one. So all those muscle, I guess, muscle cars in total. But here's one. This explained a lot to me. Why of all the late night talk show hosts, Letterman and Johnny Carson bonded. Not just because they were both funny and they had that Midwestern thing, but Johnny Carson's TV show, The Johnny Carson Show, premiered on this date. Not The Tonight Show.
Right.
The Johnny Carson Show, which nobody knows about. And you know why? It lasted 1 year. Remember Letterman's morning show?
Okay.
Lasted 1 year. They had a lot in common. Letterman's show that everybody was introduced to him on lasted 1 year, that morning show, and then he went into late night. But Carson had a show for 1 year.
But that was longer than who else had short running.
Oh, Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak.
For as long as he was on the show,
yeah.
He was gone quick. Almost as quick as Magic Johnson.
That was like four episodes. I think that Merv Griffin pulled the plug on Pat Sajak. I remember that conversation because there was some sort of conflict between, he worked for Merv Griffin. He owned Wheel of Fortune.
Right, right.
And there was a network that had the night show. It wasn't Merv. See, what they should have did was did what Lorne Michaels did with NBC and the Tonight Show. You've noticed that the funnel of people who've gone there have been SNL alums.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, that was a combination that Lorne Michaels worked on at, you know, which you call it didn't. But I think that was the reason why Pat's didn't last. I could be wrong. Coming up, moving into the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about how Atlanta United ended that game, which means we get to hear from Mike Conte once again.
Yes, we do.
That is coming up. Mark Simon's going to join us to talk baseball. Moving into the 9 o'clock hour, it is Sam and Greg on this 30th day of June. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9 The Game. Is Sam and Greg on this 30th day of June. Really nice resurgence as far as her career, Shania Twain. Got a lot of folks in our audience right now that, you know how it was going on about Vanessa Williams? Okay. Same thing with Shania Twain.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Same thing with Shania Twain. Anyway, Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. I'm going to get to some casting call stuff and let you know about some job opportunities and where money is flying through the air, especially for family members and those of you who think you look like a henchman.
Ooh.
Which is a word you don't hear that much anymore.
No, you really don't.
I heard, these are a couple things that just, we usually start this on a Saturday, this past week and things that you heard, you want to bring in your story of the week, whatever. But there's some show business stuff that happened this past week that just stayed with me, and I wanted to share on the show some stuff I talked about yesterday, some stuff I talked about earlier today. This is another one, though, that got me thinking. Now, you know who Patton Oswalt is? He's a comedian.
Okay.
He was telling a story about, comedians all get together and they hang out and do different things. And he's a friend of Chris Rock. And early on, Chris Rock was one of those people who influenced him and how he went about his business. And he was talking about live performances. And he said Chris Rock told him this, and this stayed with me. He said a comedian can put out an album, which, by the way, it makes me think of Dylan, but can put out an album or do a concert. And then when they go out on tour, they do new material. Because you can't repeat what you did on the HBO special on the tour because everybody's already seen it.
Right.
If you do that, then according to Chris Rock, people will go see you one time. Because they're going to feel like, well, we know what he's going to talk about because we already seen it. He's done no new material. It's just the opposite for musicians. Case in point. If you went and saw Shania Twain, who just put a new album out, and she didn't sing that song,
yeah, you'd be a little upset.
You'd be upset. Musicians have to play their old stuff, which is just the opposite from comics. I never thought about it that way, but then Chris Rock was telling Patton Oswalt that. Comics, put a new stuff out, put it on HBO, you better have new material for the road.
Yeah.
But musicians, you better keep playing your old classics, because that's what they're paying for to hear. That was one thing. And then early in the show, we're talking about Prince, for a number of various reasons, but one of the things that came up was his song, 1999, which obviously was the album, too. So here you go. Sit back and let this settle for a minute. Prince wrote the song, 1999, and let it out on the album 17 years before 1999. So that would have been 1982. So 17 years before the actual year he put that song out. Prince died 17 years after that song.
Exactly.
Exactly 17 years after that song in 2016. Again, just let that sit for a minute. That was just one of those strange facts.
Yeah.
On this Saturday morning, going to send you to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You're going to see the list, which we post weekly, but I always recommend for you to go down, see the list of the casting directors. Once you get past the jobs in front of the camera, all the other information I have there, you will see a list of the casting directors. Go to their social media pages. See what they're posting. At 5 o'clock today, at 2 o'clock tomorrow or Tuesday, anytime throughout the course of the week, because when they get a project, they just start posting. And if they're in the middle of a project and they get the new needs from the producers or locations they're going to be shooting over on this side of town, they will post it. So as opposed to waiting, and I appreciate you guys checking out this site and Cast with Greg on X to see the list that I've posted, I think the best way to do it, if you're on the fence, you're trying to get started in this now that it's summertime, go to their social media pages. I have the list of the extras casting directors, and I will tell you right now, it's kind of slow, Sam. Everything is in transition, coming back from the strike, the possible strike that probably won't happen now because it looks like they've gotten together with the Teamsters and they're going to work things out. At least we keep our fingers crossed.
Right, right.
The last little bits of negotiating are still underway, but for the most part, I think they've cleared a number of the hurdles. But it's kind of slow. It's like 35-40% slower than it was this time last year, which means they don't need as many extras right now. But it's picking up. So, again, go to those social media pages. You can check it out. Tulsa King, we know about that. That's Sylvester Stallone's
right.
TV show.
Mm-hmm.
They have a need for henchmen. It's a word you haven't heard that much. Not mean-looking dudes, henchmen. So they are reaching out to the Asian community for those needs. There's a need, Roselock Casting, looking for... Now, this is a funny thing. A shocked family. So let's say we're going to visit the Crenshaws. The Crenshaws are sitting down having a meal, and somebody jumps through the window, breaks the glass and jumps through the window.
Yeah.
That's what they want filmed, your reaction.
Taken aback.
They want the reaction of a shocked family as somebody jumps through the window.
Okay.
So that's what Roselock had. This is for a project called Weapons. You're going to see that up there. There's a couple stand-ins. Hilton Casting is doing That's Her. That's the name of the project. I actually auditioned for this a couple times.
Okay.
But there's a need for not only background actors, and this means that Hilton Casting is putting together, because they just started this project, their database of new faces, fresh faces. So this is a perfect opportunity for you to send just your basic information in there. And they're looking for men, women, and kids, all ethnicities, all ages. Send them in there. And there's need for stand-ins. Stand-ins get a little bit more money. You get to hang out with the actual stars of the project because you were following them around. Extras Casting Atlanta needs a couple guys to play husbands of characters, main characters of the show, and kids. So there's a need. Last week it was only one company that I had, and they had a couple needs. So it's growing, as you can see. So any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. I'm going to see if I can get Bill Seller or somebody from the voiceover world maybe to join us on Thursday.
Okay.
When we're out there. Patrick Ingram ran by us last year with his kid, right?
Right, remember
that. Extras Casting Atlanta. So, again, the industry is picking up. Greg.clarkson@odyssey.com if you got any questions about any of this stuff. And, again, just check out the stuff on Get Cast with Greg on X. You almost had me saying Twitter again. X.
It's whatever you call it in the last 15 minutes. You know.
Or 929thegame.com/castingcall. There was something else I was going to mention to you.
What is it? Oh, you remember, everybody, if you headed out to the ballpark, Braves start at 11:35 this morning.
Oh, also, Val.
11:35, Braves and the Pirates.
Val Roberts reached out to us.
Okay.
Because I was trying to reach for the name, the person who is Mr. Marvel. And it's Stan Lee. And I couldn't,
okay,
remember the name. So I want to thank Val for reaching out. And the other thing is, I mentioned this earlier, I got Noelle over the moon when she heard this. So you know Beverly Hills Cop, the latest one is coming out. So Eddie Murphy was in an interview, and he was talking about, you know, just his career and overall and what's going on and how happy people are to see him coming back as Axel Foley. I don't know if that's true across the board, but it was said to him. The host was being nice. But while he was talking about this movie, he also let it out that he's in the midst of shooting or recording the new Shrek movie. So they're doing another Shrek.
Okay.
Okay, and obviously Eddie was there, Mike Myers. Was it Cameron Diaz?
I think
so.
Yeah.
So, but while he was talking about the new Shrek, he let this out. And he said, oh, and by the way, there's going to be a standalone Donkey movie. Which Noel, I thought, was going to come through the glass. Right? You know, come through the grass. So Donkey is going to get his own movie with his family. And I had forgotten, because I think I've seen 1.5 Shrek movies. I saw the first one. I think I saw part of the second one. And I don't know why I didn't finish it. But I kind of remember Donkey getting married to a dragon. Noel, I mean, if you could come on here.
Happened?
She's in the middle of it. She'd come on here if she could. But Donkey married a dragon. and they got kids. So Eddie was talking about that. Yeah, Donkey's going to get him his own movie. You're going to meet Donkey and his wife and all his dragon donkey kids. So that's coming out. So
wow.
I wanted to throw that out.
That's something to look forward to.
During casting call. Also, yeah, that's all the pertinent information I got. The rest is just nonsense stuff here as we end on this day. I was thinking about this on this day. And this explains.
But you know, there's still some time that school's out. People may have kids. You want to at least go on. And
absolutely,
and submit them. Right?
Absolutely, they go back to school in like 2 weeks, right?
No, it's not quite July 1st. It's like back end of July they go now.
Oh, geez. Who goes to school or camp first? The Falcons or the kids?
Falcons just by a day or two, by a day or two,
that's
right?
That's something.
Kids go back to school, man. Them air conditioned babies. That's what they get. They got air conditioned schools. You going back in there.
If I asked you, if I gave you the money and said,
you
I'm going
to
give you.
You have air conditioning in your school. You have to wait till after Labor Day. But no, y'all want air conditioning in your school. And going back in there.
That sounds like a man who grew up with no air conditioning in his in his classroom.
None.
At least you didn't have to shovel snow to get into the school. All right, so I don't want to hear about that. I'm going to give you the choice in any American car. I'm going to pay for it. What are you choosing? Any American car. What are you choosing?
Oh, man.
And I'm telling you this for a reason. Here she goes. Got the headphones on. Whoa. Come on, Noelle.
Has to be a Today car or?
Yeah. A brand.
I'm getting a Buick. I have a Buick. I'm getting a Buick.
You're getting a Buick?
Every time, a Buick.
Give me what type of Buick?
I want the Regal Wagon. I have a Regal wagon. But if I could pick anyone, I would get the Regal Wagon.
Okay.
I like what they're doing with the Bronco.
Yeah,
that's also
on my list, the Bronco.
Mm-hmm. I ask you that because
the Mach-E is nice too.
Today was the day that the first Chevy Corvette came off the line. It was manufactured on this day. And I don't know two people that have Corvettes, but I know the people who have Corvettes would eat through tree bark rather than get something else.
Yep.
They just love them Corvettes.
Those folks are very loyal.
Yeah, and I don't know too many other cars that have groups.
Mustang.
Okay, I can see that.
Big time Mustang.
The Corvette groups, man. So, and God bless y'all today. And this
around here, them Chargers and Challengers.
That's another one. All those muscle, I guess, muscle cars in total. But here's one. This explained a lot to me. Why of all the late night talk show hosts, Letterman and Johnny Carson bonded. Not just because they were both funny and they had that Midwestern thing, but Johnny Carson's TV show, The Johnny Carson Show, premiered on this date. Not the Tonight Show.
Right.
The Johnny Carson Show, which nobody knows about. And you know why? It lasted 1 year. Remember Letterman's morning show?
Okay.
Lasted 1 year. They had a lot in common. Letterman's show that everybody was introduced to him on lasted 1 year, that morning show, and then he went to late night. But Carson had a show for 1 year.
But that was longer than who else had short running.
Oh, Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. Pat Sajak. For as long as he was on the show, he was gone quick. Almost quick as Magic Johnson.
that was like four episodes. I think that Merv Griffin pulled the plug on Pat Sajak. I remember that conversation because there was some sort of conflict between, he worked for Merv Griffin. He owned Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
And there was a network that had the night show. It wasn't Merv. See, what they should have did what Lorne Michaels did with NBC and the Tonight Show. You've noticed that the funnel of people who've gone there have been SNL alums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, that was a combination that Lorne Michaels worked on at Pat, you know, which you call it didn't. But I think that was the reason why Pat's didn't last. I could be wrong. Coming up, moving into the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about how Atlanta United ended that game, which means we get to hear from Mike Conte once again.
Yes, we do.
And it's coming up. Mark Simon's going to join us to talk baseball. Moving into the 9 o'clock hour, it is Sam and Greg on this 30th day of June. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT!
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff Event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.